In the second bracha of the Amidah, referring to Hashem's strength, His power, His might, we say He's a melech, meimis and machaya. He's a king, brings death, revives, brings life. Umatzmiach Yeshua. And He causes salvation to sprout. This, says the Yesod V'Sherish HaVayda, means we're meant to think deeply how all Yeshuas, all salvations come from Him. He's the Matzmiach Yeshuas. He's the source of all Yeshuas. But perhaps even more importantly, Matzmiach means to sprout, to grow. So in fact, this Fathemis, the end of Devarim, and the Kutim, says we have to look into nature and see, and we just do a little bit, and Hashem finishes everything off. And that's the idea of Matzmiach Yeshua. Later on, the Amidah will say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. For example, you sow a seed in the ground. What do you have to do already? Put a seed in the ground. Eventually that seed will decompose and it will sprout all by itself. Well, that's not all by itself really, is it? It's that Hashem is taking care of everything else. All you have to do is do the small action at the beginning. Then everything else happens from Hashem. And that's why when we plant the seeds, it needs a huge amount of emunah. And that's why Seder Zeraim, which is all about the seeds, is called the Seder of Emunah. And says this Fasamis, this is a real lesson for life. Even though when we're faced with a challenging situation and it feels absolutely impossible and it feels like there's no way out, it feels like we have no way out to help others, no way we can get ourselves out of this sticky situation. All we need to do is start. Because the pasuk says, Lakel Gaima Alai. Hashem finishes the job. All we have to do is start the process, like sowing the seed in the ground. And Hashem's going to take care of everything else. That's Matzmiach Yeshua. All we're expected to do is what we can do. That's true in Ruchnius and it's true in Gashmius. All we're ever doing is sowing. All we're ever doing is sowing the seeds. Hashem is always the one that determines the outcome. And remember, if it's Hashem determining the outcome, then it's not in our hands, it's in His hands. And if it's in His hands, that's the best pair of hands possible. It's Bidei Shamayim. Hashem has all the power. He has all the ability. He can manipulate external factors. He can change things around. He can cause Yeshua's to come. Sure He can. He's Matzmiach Yeshua's. Whatever we sow, He sprouts. So let that sink in. Certainly true when it comes to the Geula itself. It might seem so far away, it might seem so far off, we can imagine thinking it's impossible. All we have to do, our Torah, our mitzvahs, our yearning, our emunah. We do our bit, Hashem will do the rest.